My name's Kara McComas. I'm Grace McComas' oldest sister. And I'm here today to talk about a little bit off what my parents were talking about. Currently, I'm finishing up nursing school. And though I've done several rotations in different ICUs and emergency rooms across Maryland, the first time I ever did CPR was on my sister last Easter morning. And this should have never happened. She took her life after months of online bullying. Grace was fun, loving, and most importantly, happy. She was sensitive, funny, and kind, but her light was slowly being crushed by an online bully, and nothing was being done to stop him. People knew, yet nothing was done. And at 15 years old, my innocent sister could not escape the constant persecution and threats. As with the nature of digital media, the terrorization followed her everywhere, and there was no escape. People in school began confronting her about the words being said online, and the torment continued. After enduring for almost a year, Grace saw suicide as her only option. People wouldn't dare verbalize the hateful things said online face to face, and if what was being said about my sister was being said to her face, action would have been taken. But because it was through digital media, no one would step forward to take action. The bullies hide behind the screen and continue their torment without consequence, and this is not right. Meanwhile, the victims struggle with the psychosocial abuse 24/7, because with the technology we have today, there is absolutely no way to escape it. Grace's death was a crime. She was a happy, beautiful, and outgoing young woman and should never have died. No one deserves to hear the hateful words said to Grace. I hope that with this new bill, bullying can be stopped. No longer will they be able to hide behind a screen. No longer will there be no consequences for such hateful abuse. I stand before you today asking for some justice to be taken in my sister's name. My family has been broken. I pray that Grace did not die in vain and that perhaps her death will start a new positive change. My hope is that this law will be the first step to stop the bullying to make way for a kinder future.
Good afternoon. My name is Megan McComas, and I'm an older sister to Grace McComas as well, who committed suicide last April. My sister was repeatedly harassed online by our next-door neighbor, and she lived in fear of the 17-year-old boy every day. His bullying became so intense and prominent in her life that in the winter, Grace left school to be homeschooled by tutors to try and escape his presence. She had extreme anxiety of stepping foot outside of her own home in trepidation that she might encounter him. Our neighbor had power over her. She was never able to escape his written words online. Grace, however, is not alone in this epidemic of cyberbullying. According to a recent survey done, 57.5% of the teenagers studied had been exposed to cyberbullying either as the perpetrators, the victims, or both in the past 3 months. This high level of involvement of cyberbullying should raise concern, especially since one of the possible tragic consequences is suicide. With the advancement of technology, the ways in which adolescents negatively use language to communicate with one another has increased, resulting in greater psychological damage. Before AIM, Facebook, Twitter, or any other social network site was created, teenagers have negatively used their words to intentionally hurt their peers. With society changing, however, there are both now traditional and non-traditional ways in which people bully each other. Cyberbullying is a recent form of bullying that has emerged and is referred to as a non-traditional form of bullying in the psychological field. Any teenager whom has access to the internet via phone, computer, tablet, or any other electronic device is at risk to cyberbullying at any time, no matter where they are. With cyberbullying, one cannot run away to the safety of their house to escape their bully. Wherever there is technology, a bully can attack, making it virtually impossible for the victim to feel secure and protected in today's world. By creating a law to punish cyberbullies, you'll be giving the victims hope and showing them that they are not alone. In cyberbullying, a bully can use their words to mentally injure their victim without ever having to encounter them in person. Teens disconnect from their emotions online, making it easier to inflict harm on fellow peers without feeling any empathy. The verbal abuse that is endured online is extremely damaging to an individual's psychological welfare and can cause depression and/or suicidal thoughts. This was clearly evident in the case of my sister. with recent studies showing depression rates higher among cyberbullying victims than in traditional verbal bully victims, we may soon see a rise in depression rates among the youth in general as cyberbullying continues unchecked. The fact that one person's words can have such a detrimental effect on another's life calls for a change in how society is being ran. No one person should have the ability to abuse language and use their words to make somebody feel worthless without being chastised or receiving punishment. Cyberbullying needs to be brought to an end now, or else it will never stop. This bill needs to be turned into a law so that bullies are held accountable for the things one says and does online. Maryland needs to take a stand against cyberbullying now, before another innocent life is lost.